In actual fact, I'm more surprised by Micheál Martin's behaviour, and I tend to think now at this stage, one must seriously ask Mr. Martin, is he purposely trying to distance people from the church from him? Is there something particular about the church when he's threatening to open it up the day after Easter Sunday? What is he at here?
And we have heard numerous calls from the bishops and indeed the Bishop of Raphoe, who has said that the churches are huge, that they could adhere to social distancing.
I think the general public all accept that the churches have been very well regulated and very respectful of any concerns that were raised by the public. But to see, after being questioned by Pádraig De Bean on the dial, Micheál Martin has turned around and said that he'll open them up possibly the day after. There's more than that. There's a bigger message being directed by Micheál Martin at the Catholic faith, in my opinion, here, and that must be challenged.
And indeed, we know that many people benefited from attending religious ceremonies, so it has had a huge effect on people over this past year or so.
Devastating for people with funerals. It's the funerals at people. My heart has broken for people at funerals that weren't even allowed in. At one of the funerals I was at recently, I was outside to pay my respects to a relative, and then the nephews had to stand outside that had to carry the coffin. There wasn't even room for the nephews to stay inside. It's horrendous what's going on. There's no reason that there can't be more people allowed in to attend funerals or mass services at the weekends.